polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
children. Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Stupid bitch.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. He'll be back next Wednesday as well. Always nice to see you, dude.
In the middle of the week, hump day, I'm right here with Tim. Cleveland West, I call it.
All right, the dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. Here's a reporter talking about a guy who just climbed Mount Everest.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Wow.
Oh, but he's gay. I mean, he's gay, but he's blind.
He's blind, and he's gonna eventually make love to the wrong side anyway.
Oh, mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean,
excuse me, he's blind.
Gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
A dumb thing to say. But how about that dude, a blind guy climbing Mount Everest?
That's deep.
Mount Everest is almost 6 miles high, I believe. I think it's like 35,000 feet.
You know, I read about a boxer named Sugar Ray Seals, and it said that he was legally blind when he won his last fight.
Is that right?
Imagine the guy he beat.
Jesus Christ.
It must be hard to be the guy that was beaten in a prize fight by a blind
guy.
By a blind guy.
Maybe beat him with that stick.
Yeah, that cane. That cane in a fight is an advantage.
He poked his eyes out.
Ow! No!
All right, let's take some more phone calls here. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. How about Paul in Oxnard? You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Good.
Well, actually, I was driving down the freeway, and I asked her to put her hand out the window to see if it was windy.
The best thing about it,
whoever's answering the phones there at the station didn't get it until I had to explain it to her.
Oh, wow. That's
Gina Grad.
Another quick one real quick.
I got it, Paul. I just didn't think it was funny.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh, they get nasty when they're on.
Another quick one is I ask them if they can break a 20. They said, yeah, what do you want? I said, give me 2 10s and 2 5s.
And they do it?
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Anyway, you guys have a good night.
All right, thanks, buddy. You know, my grandfather used to do that. He used to smoke a pipe. Mm-hmm. And he would light, match after match to get the pipe rolling. And we'd be driving on the turnpike there on I-80. Or is it I-80? Yeah, right, outside of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he'd light a match, light the pipe, and then blow the match out before he threw the match out into a 70-degree, 70-mile-an-hour wind.
that's funny. That's
all
funny.
Right, let's talk.
Hey, man, what Hillary said about, she had that tactic about 3 a.m. and phone calls to the White House at 3 a.m.
Right.
I thought that was kind of dumb, because we know that when the phone rang at 3 a.m., it was hoes calling Bill. Yeah. It had nothing to do with international politics. It was usually Bill grabbing it real quick and saying, I told you to call me on a cell phone.
Yeah, and nothing's ever happened at 3 a.m. Anything can wait till the next day.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk to Vinny in Canoga Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, me boy.
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, listen, I was at the gas station the other day putting gas in my car, and this lady on the other side of the pump, she said, don't you find it amazing how they know where to build these gas stations to get gas out of the ground? And I said, what?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Her last name was Clampett, I'm sure.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Los Angeles. You're at 97.1.
Hey, What's up, you big stud? Hey. I called you from Century City's hospital like 9 months ago.
Oh, you're banged up in a car accident, or motorcycle accident, right?
That's right, man.
Good memory.
I was on the good stuff. Hey, okay, here's my story. I went to Hollywood Park with a friend, and he was on a first date with this girl. And we went, the races had already started, so we went over to the area to look at the horses for the next race. You know where there's that little circular paddock?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the paddock,
with the
right.
fences, yeah.
Yeah, so we walked towards the paddock, and she goes, I thought the track was going to be bigger than
that. Oh, my word. It was going to be a hell of a race. A lot of sharp turns.
Yeah, only 28 times around.
Yeah, I was like, fast race.
That's pretty good, buddy. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. You've won a pair of tickets to see the... Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Look at that, man. The Pacific Amphitheater on July 20th. Tickets include admission to the OC Fair. Go to ocfair.com for all your details. There you go. It's the
cool. Nice
Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
That'll be a great date with
How
a
do you beat
bright
that?
Woman.
Yeah. All right, the dumbest thing you've heard a chick say. Let's talk to Mike in Irvine. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
All right,
hey.
Dude, what do you got?
Great, man. Listen, one time I was talking to my cousin, and you know how you look on the map, and north is usually up, pointing up?
Right.
So I asked her one day, hey, which way is north and west and south and this and that? And she pointed up in the sky, that's north.
Well, you know, she would be technically right if she was standing on the North Pole.
I'm like, so if you go to Vegas, you have to go in the sky? She's like, yeah.
All right, thanks, dude. Another dumb thing I heard a guy say, this is not a woman, but it was my little friend Malibu Dan. We asked him where he thought the Mile High City was.
Right.
And he said it was Seattle. Seattle,
ouch.
A mile above sea level.
He probably thought about that needle or something tall
yeah,
and
high. Like himself. But we also asked him what he thought the Kansas City NFL football team was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was the Kansas City Seahawks. Now, Kansas City is pretty landlocked. There may never have been a Seahawk in the city of Kansas.
My favorite thing is a gyro.
Hey, was that the Stump the Monkey?
Yeah, Stump the Monkey.
I used to love that,
man. We do it Monday at 10 o'clock now with the guy.
And who's here on Mondays?
Nobody.
Is that the Kasem girl?
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, she's here on Tuesday.
Tuesday, either Sam or Carrie Kasem, the alternate.
That's pretty chick night.
Oh, yeah. It's see you next Tuesdays. That's what we call it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Sure. We got to come up with something clever for you and I.
Yeah, Wednesdays
we got
with
that
our city-o.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Guys are so simple. Let's go shopping.
Right, exactly. All right. Let's talk to, Monica in Hollywood. You're on 97.1.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, baby.
Hey. Hey, I was going to try to, like, defend women, but then I was like, I know I've said some pretty dumb stuff, and I'm a really smart girl.
I know. Well, it has nothing to do with the intelligence. It's when you just screw up and you get, like, a brain fart.
So I totally dumb myself down. My life is much easier now.
Yeah.
But I never got anything sexual, and so for the longest time, I thought oral sex was kissing.
Well, see, I thought oral sex, honestly, God, up until about high school was when you talk about it.
Yeah, but I still,
really?
I didn't get it for a really long time, like, even after everyone else kind of understood.
So you were telling everybody you had oral sex, but you were just kissing dudes.
No, it was more like they were saying so-and-so had oral sex, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, did they do it for a really long time? Yeah, but the whole time they knew what was really going on, and I just imagined them just kissing for, like, hours.
Oh, babo. All right, Monica, thanks for calling, baby.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes.
She sounds adorable.
Yeah, she does. Let's talk to Miles in Huntington Beach. You're at 97.1.
Okay. I was in high, I graduated from high school in 2005, and I had U.S. government that year and U.S. history. And in my U.S. history class, there was a girl, I'm not going to mention her name, obviously, but we were watching Pearl Harbor. And she raises her hand in the middle of the movie, and the teacher asked her, like, you know, what did you want? And she asked, why are they using such old planes?
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming.
That's funny.
Why are they using such old planes? That's pretty good. All right, let's talk to Colleen in Oxnard. You're on 97.1.
Hi, I said that I wanted to go on a road trip, and my sister said, okay, let's drive to Amsterdam.
All right, let's talk to Jacob. The dumbest thing you've heard a chick say. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. What do you got?
All right. Well, I was in my, it's my first year of sociology. It's a junior college, and it was right after Tukey Williams got put to death. And we were talking about it in the class, and the teacher said something about death row, and this girl sitting next to me raised her hand. She goes, "Death row? Isn't that where all the bums live?" Thinking it was Skid Row.
Jesus Christ.
She got gosh.
I got another one from the same girl if you want to hear that,
sure.
Too. Hello?
Are you going to go get her and have her do it herself? Bring it.
Okay. Well, no, this broad was talking about, the teacher said something about like crazy dormitory parties, and this girl raised her hand. She goes, "Dormitory? Is that kind of like a dorm?" Real winner.
Thanks, dude. All right. Let's talk to Sam in Lakewood. You're on 97.1. Sammy.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right. What do you got?
Hey. Well, I had a girl one time at this party that asked the burning question, when would Friday the 13th ever be on the same day as Halloween?
That's pretty good. You know, I think it was somebody who works at this station. I'm not going to mention who it was because she'll get pissed. But she said this year, and she's not young.
Right.
But she works here at the station. It's not Gina. I know Gina always thinks we're talking about
her. Sure.
But,
ouch. Ouch.
It may be,
you might not be able to tell the story now.
But she said Halloween this year is on a Thursday. Isn't it usually on a Friday? Long.
Oh, I know who said that.
You think you do?
That's the lady at the Wave.
All right.
That's a nice lady down the hall at the Wave.
Exactly right. Perry in Los Angeles, the dumbest thing you've heard a chick say. You're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. I was out with my girlfriend one night. We're at a restaurant, and we're looking at the menu, and I suggested she try the Cobb salad. And she said, "I don't like fish."
John in Riverside, you're at 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, I was driving with my girlfriend one time, and she turned on the AC, and I said, "Hey, baby, I don't want the AC on right now." She's all, "Why? You'll save more gas that way."
Mike in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I was going to talk about a girlfriend, but I thought of something better. How about last night's show with Sammy saying she was a genius?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good, huh?
Especially with her, what was it, the Indian burial grounds or the cause of earthquakes in California or something like that?
Yeah, that's an interesting theory that she has, and she's tried to explain to me a couple of times, but she said that Los Angeles is built on an Indian burial ground.
By the way, the entire city. I've heard this one. I love hearing this theory.
And that it's the cause of all the problems, the earthquakes, the landslides, the floods, the fires, everything. Interesting theory.
The reason we don't see comedian Charlie Hill anymore.
Or, what's her name? Who was the actress that said the China... deserved the earthquakes, or maybe it was the result.
Oh, that was Sharon Stone, wasn't it? Wow.
Yeah. Sharon Stone.
She can't go to Chinese film festivals now.
She can't go to Chinese restaurants anymore.
That's
going to get her ass
they
kicked.
Put MSG in all her food.
All right, Jimmy and Fontana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. The dumbest thing you heard a chick say.
What's up, fellas? Hey. That guy totally stole mine, so I just want to give a shout-out to that effing genius, Sam Phillips.
Oh, boom, boom. Right.
No, but the dumbest thing I ever heard a chick say was that Gina Grad's not smoking hot.
Yeah, that is pretty
Gina's something else, thing. Man.
You know, Gina's father is Steve Grad, and he's a sportscaster for KNX. He does sports at 15 and 45.
He's not nearly as cute.
And she knows very little about sports for a dad who does sports for a living. And what were you watching? A football game? Basketball? What were you watching?
It was a football game. We were both watching the same game on TV, and I was trying to be cute and, like, watch it with him and, like, look interested.
Right. And what was your question to him?
Well, I just noticed a lot of people in the crowd had, like, they were holding up, like, gates, like a gate that you walk through. And, like, one guy would have a D and one guy would have a gate. And I was watching, I was trying to look into it, I was like, D, gate. And my dad's like, what are you saying? I'm like, well, why do they have the gate? And he's like, Angel, honey, sweetie, that's defense. And guess what the punchline is, Tim? This was 2 months ago.
And she's a smart girl. But every now and then,
D-gates.
We have those moments.
D-gates.
We all have those moments.
Yeah, I had a couple of those moments. I was 21 years old, and I was at a party. I can remember exactly where I was in the valley out in Tarzana, and talking to a couple of chicks. And one chick was talking about how she had a problem from birth, and she had a weird blood. And I said, I had the same thing. I said, I got a scar here on my arm because I had a blood transfusion when I was 2 weeks old. And she said, what was the problem? And I said, I was born Irish negative. And she goes, what the hell? What's Irish negative? Mm-hmm. I go, the blood, Irish negative. She goes, Tim, it's Rh negative, you a-hole. And I was 21 years old when I said that at a party. 21 effing years old.
Now, had you ever heard someone say Irish negative?
No, I just, every time I heard Rh negative, I just assumed they were saying Irish negative. But wow. Look at that. I mean, that is a major scar on my arm there. You know, every time I get like a shot or anything, the chicks at the hospital always look at that scar and assume those are track
marks. You're trying to get my sympathy
marks.
And show me the scar to make me forget about the term Irish
negative.
How stupid
negative. It is, right?
Yeah, let's go back.
Let's talk to Bree in Orange County. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I was driving to Vegas once, and the girl had never been to Vegas, and she saw a state line, Buffalo Bills or whatever, and she was like, wow, this is, it's a lot smaller than it looks on TV and all the movies.
That's pretty good.
Wow. You know what? We've done this segment before, at least twice.
Right.
It never ceases to
best.
Dry up. It's amazing.
It's going to become a regular, I think, man. It's very entertaining. The dumbest thing you've ever heard a chick say. Aaron on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, good.
Wait, I just said something stupid. I said never ceases to dry up. Never ceases to produce.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah, yeah.
I just said something stupid.
Never dries up.
But the irony. The irony.
Irish negative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, hey, have you ever been in a bar and wondered if they poured enough alcohol in your drink?
Yes.
All right, so I used to work for a major restaurant chain in Southern California and was a service bartender extraordinaire. And we used to have ice cream drinks, chocolate shakes, and then we had, like, Kahlua chocolate shakes. And to save alcohol costs, we used to never pour any alcohol in our Kahlua chocolate shakes because people are, they order chocolate shakes and they order Kahlua chocolate shakes. It all tastes the same. It's chocolate and ice cream, right?
Right.
I had this girl come up, order some drinks, one of the waitresses, and she ordered a chocolate shake and this Kahlua, I want to say it was called the Kahlua Hummer, no pun intended. So I blended up one giant chocolate shake, poured it off into two separate glasses. Midway through, she goes, wait a second, my one drink has Kahlua in it and the other doesn't. And I said, well, look, honey. I said, the Kahlua is heavy alcohol. That's thick stuff. It settles to the bottom of the blender. Yet the fact that the blender whirls at 8,000 RPMs.
That's pretty good.
All that ice cream settling to the bottom, honey. So top one, no alcohol. Bottom one, all alcohol. Meanwhile,
very good.
Of course, non-alcohol.
Excellent, buddy. Sean in Hermosa Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
I was with my ex-girlfriend, so she told me to check out a car. I was like, okay, you need some oil in your car. So we're driving like a week later on the freeway, car starts smoking, and engine dies. And I check it out, like, and it's bone dead. I'm like, hey, I thought I told you to put some oil in the car. She's like, well, I did. I was like, no, you didn't. She's like, here. So she takes me to the back of her trunk, opens it up, and there's all the oil in the back of the trunk.
Oh, so she just put the oil cans in the trunk.
Yeah. It was inside the car.
That's so awesome. Oh, buddy, thanks for calling. Yeah, here's the oil. It's in the truck. That's great. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll come back and talk to John and Jeff. Arsenio Hall is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow, man.